The two-time Grammy Award-winning Albany Symphony Orchestra is presenting extraordinary, captivating, and stunning works by composers of our time at the 2024 American Music Festival. Water Music, New York, More Voices. Do I have that right?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. The weekend event also celebrates 30 years of Dogs of Desire. I cannot believe it has been 30 years. The concerts will take place June 7th through the 9th at the gorgeous MPAC Concert Hall located on the campus of RPI, as well as locations throughout Troy, New York. To tell us more about the 2024 American Music Festival, we welcome ASO Music Director, Maestro, and dear friend, David Allen Miller. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Joe. It's so nice to see you as ever.
It's always good to see you, sir. I'm always excited, and this event is always exciting.
It is crazy fun, and it's a cornucopia. I hardly know where to start, so you probably have to prompt me.
Okay.
Because there's so much unbelievable stuff going on starting Friday and going through the weekend.
I know you love all your children.
I do.
You love all your children, and everything is great. And
Each one is my favorite.
Each program is wonderful, and I understand that. But you, when I talk to you about the American Music Festival, when we're not on the radio, you seem to have a little glimmer, a little glow that maybe is extra special.
It is always the best week of my year because it's just wall-to-wall, great, exciting, new and recent music by the most exciting American composers, young and old. I think the age span goes from about 18 to 87, if I've got that correctly, with a real emphasis on young and emerging. Joan Towers here.
She's bringing like a fun drive.
She's bringing our age up. It's going to be really thrilling and just some amazing, amazing music all through the weekend. It really kind of gets going Friday night and goes through Sunday afternoon. Lots and lots of programming on Friday night and Saturday. So really exciting stuff.
You created this American Music Festival. It was something that came out of your brain.
Guilty as charged.
As what you wanted to do with it. And it's been marvelous to watch it develop over this time. How do you feel that it has progressed and from those early days to what we have now as the American Music Festival?
Well, I think we've learned a lot about what works and what's really exciting. So we've kind of got certain anchor events. Friday night we have the Dogs of Desire at 7:30 in the beautiful little opera house at MPAC. Saturday night we have the big full orchestra subscription concert in the big hall at MPAC. And then Saturday during the day we have all sorts of cool, really interesting recitals, chamber events, reading sessions, and then also around Troy, actually, down a lot at Bush Memorial Auditorium at Russell Sage. And then both nights we have these kind of late night events after the big concerts. And then Sunday we have a wonderful event over at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. So we've got some real anchor things that really work. And then we've got all sorts of really interesting stuff. In fact, this year we have for the first time ever, we have a great little hour-long Broadway program with two rising stars of Broadway who are coming up from the city, Lauren Blackman and Nicholas Ward, to do just a lot of kind of show-stopping, famous, classic Broadway and some more unusual stuff. That's 3 o'clock at the Bush Memorial Auditorium. So lots of big events and lots of little events. And the idea, I think, is come Friday, come to the Dogs, after the Dogs of Desire, Clarice Assad, great Brazilian composer, and her dad, the legendary Brazilian guitarist Sergio Assad, are doing a late-night kind of jazz improv thing, and then stay all day Saturday, reading sessions in the morning, this Broadway thing in the afternoon. You can come to the farmer's market and the big, unbelievable subscription concert in the evening.
It's terrific. So let's take some of those parts.
Yeah, break it apart for me, Joe.
And we'll begin with Dogs of Desire, and I mentioned 30 years. Again, your brainchild. And this is an amazing group of musicians, an amazing group of soloists who are going to be with you. And give us a sense of how that has also progressed over time. Because, the mission statement that you probably thought in your mind, I don't know whether you put it down on paper, but if you thought of your mind of what Dogs of Desire was going to be 30 years ago and where you are now.
Sure. Well, I think the only difference is that time, art has changed over time. The original impetus, it's an 18-member ensemble, kind of my idea of a crazy, free-rollicking, rock, pop, culture-inspired big band, like a somewhere between a rock band and a symphony, but right in the middle. 18 musicians, single string, single winds, single brass, two saxophones, drummer, keyboards, and two female vocalists who basically sing in a kind of pop-infused idiom. And so when it started, it was really kind of rock-based. And I suppose over the 30 years, just because the nature of new music, both commercial and non-commercial, has changed so much, it's a lot more kind of crazy, freewheeling, wild. It was something like, originally, it was sort of like if Graceland met John Williams at the Kronos Quartet with Madonna, that would be it. You know? It was the 80s, what can I say?
Yes.
But it's really evolved into this much more fanciful thing. So we've got five world premieres. They happen to be all inspired by some aspect of the history of New York State and the Erie Canal and water, but in a very broad, beautiful, multifaceted way. And then we have also five kind of rollicking pop arrangements that are just simply pieces by composers who were born or raised in upstate New York. So everything from Cab Calloway, Heidi, Heidi, Heidi Ho, to Pete Seeger, to Lana Del Rey. It's really kind of a wild amalgam of pieces. So freewheeling, fun, crazy, and really thought-provoking in a beautiful way.
Did you ever work with Cab Calloway?
I never did, but I saw him on TV when I was a kid. I remember distinctly. Yeah. He lived to be about 832.
No, he used to come spend summers up at the racetrack in Saratoga,
uh-huh.
And you always see him there. And I, one day, my dad went up to him and just said, you know, it's an honor to meet you. And then we bet with him for the day. It was a lovely
day.
Wow,
yeah.
Very, very special.
He seemed like a fabulous, charismatic guy.
He bet more than we did.
He did.
Anyway.
He lived to be 86, actually. But I remember seeing him as an old guy on TV doing Heidi, Heidi, Ho. So we got sing-alongs. We got these two great singers, brand new singers who we've never worked with before, who are just amazing. So it's going to be a really beautiful show, 7:30 Friday night. And as I said afterward, this really cool thing in that beautiful lobby area at MPAC, Clarice Assad and her dad, Sergio, playing and improvising.
It seems that I hit this nail with a hammer many times when you're here, but I think it's important to do it once again, which is just, and you sort of said it casually, but five world premieres. I mean, that is, that just isn't done. I mean, for an orchestra to offer, because I think of the people who are the composers who are providing you that. Of what that must be for them, of how hard it is to get something performed, especially by an orchestra of this caliber. Wow.
And it's really and for those of you who've never been to Dog's Desire, I mean, each piece is somewhere between like 8 and 10 minutes. So each piece is a very concise thing, but each one occupies its own special world. One of them sounds like by a composer in L.A. named Jura Khan, who's really more of a DJ beat maker, and so it's very rap hip hop. Themed. It's not really rap, but it's hip hop. And then another one sounds like, you know, French Impressionism combined with Bill Evans and Chet Baker. So it's quite a wonderful expanse. And these are five young composers, as you say, we've never worked with before, all emerging, exciting new American composers who come from across the country. So really interesting. A wonderful young Chinese composer, Dai Wei, who's written a fabulous piece for three voices that she sings on. Maybe the most extraordinary piece of all is by an Argentinian composer, Francisco Del Pino, and it's just a haunting, introspective piece about erasure, essentially. I was reading that Percival Everett book, and so about how things disappear, how beautiful things, for example, all the histories that we occupy disappear. So really just haunting, beautiful, fun, crazy, a great night. But not to diminish the next night, which is even more epic in its incredible, multifaceted nature.
A reading session on Saturday morning, going into early afternoon, and then, as we mentioned, the Broadway event at Bush Memorial Hall, Great American Song, and then American Music Festival, 7:30 to 9:30 at MPAC at RPI, and this is really. Incredible. We heard Joan Tower coming in.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Really, all four composers are coming to world premieres. Just before I tell you about that one, which is the absolute pinnacle of the whole season, which is the way we kind of design the American Music Festival. The reading session in the morning is an amazing thing for anybody who wants to see how creative artists work. We've got this wonderful class that the great composer and teacher Chris Theofanidis runs for young composers still in college and conservatory and graduate school. We're reading 8 works by 8 of the 12 young composers in this class. And basically, we're putting them together in real time. And that, again, is at Bush Memorial Hall. I think it's free, and it's called First Draft. So there's going to be beer. I hope there are going to be donuts or some food, or else everyone's going to get really bad headaches. But
beer and donuts.
First Drafts. I can't promise the donuts, but I'm told there will be beer.
Okay.
So anybody who's a day drinker, you have to come to this. Great chance to hear some really exciting, fresh out of the box, new pieces by very young composers. And then the Broadway in the afternoon. And then, as we mentioned, the evening is our big orchestral subscription concert, the last big event of our big orchestra event of our season. 4 pieces, 2 world premieres. Clarice Assad, great Brazilian-American composer on hand to play this unbelievably fabulous, spicy, spiky, exciting piano concerto called Flow. I actually called her and said, are you sure you can play this? It's really rhythmically involved. She's like, no problem. And then a gorgeous flute concerto by Michael Gilbertson for the brilliant young flutist Brandon Patrick George. And as part of this project, Michael and Brandon have been working with the choral ensemble at Albany High School, Brendan Hoffman's brilliant ensemble. And they are in the piece. So they're this beautiful choral parts with the orchestra in this epic flute concerto that just is gorgeous. It sounds like Wagner and Debussy. It's just magnificent. And they're in the flute concerto with Brandon. So an amazing flute concerto. And then a work by Joan Tower about women's suffrage. And finally, a really haunting piece by Chris Theofanidis on the Bridge of the Eternal. So 4 fabulous pieces, 3 composers we work with a lot. Michael Gilbertson, somebody I've known and admires for years, but have never had a work from him before.
And when did you start talking about that with him?
About a year and a half ago, two years. It's a very special project. Brandon, the flutist, has got a grant from the Ford Foundation to do community commissions, which are essentially flute concertos, but that involve community elements. And so we put him and them together with Albany High School, and they've just created this magical thing.
Oh, performers that come with grant money.
That's the best thing of all. And I should, just before we run out of time, I don't know if we're running out of time, but
okay.
And Sunday afternoon, the Sanctuary for Independent Media,
yes.
Brent Michael Davids, great Indigenous American composer, has written a very clever, funny piece for string quartet, and I believe narration that he's involved in with our musicians, called The Last of James Fenimore Cooper, a play on The Last of the Mohicans, sort of an answer to The Last of the Mohicans. So that's a great community event we hope people come on down to.
And as part of the Sanctuary for Independent Media's Freedom Festival, which is in collaboration with the American Music Festival.
Yes,
so
indeed.
A wonderful thing to celebrate. Been a great season.
It's been great. And the last 4 or 5 concerts have been some of the most beautiful concerts I've ever conducted. You know, when we do these programs, especially the ones like in the Troy Music Hall where the sound is so fabulous. And I must say, MPAC is similarly fabulous. It's just a privilege to be in these venues with the orchestra.
Very fun. Anything else you would like to point our attention to in our remaining moment?
Just that this is part of a big new 3-year project. If people remember back in 2017, we did that water music thing where we did
yes.
the simple thing of just floating the orchestra down the canal 350 miles.
Yeah, nothing simple about
we're
that,
doing
but go
a,
ahead.
We're doing a new 3-year project to celebrate the completion of the canal, which, as you know, happened in 1825. And so these events are kind of kickoffs to that, and there's going to be amazing programming about hearing more voices and voices that maybe haven't really been heard before as we process on our next journey down the canal.
I can't tell you, I think I've said this to you before, I'll say it to you again. We are so lucky to have this orchestra and to have you in our region creating this, bringing new work, adding to the repertoire, putting these young, incredibly talented, amazing musicians on a pedestal and showing the world who they are and what they can do, and quite frankly, giving them a job, which is really wonderful. And I mean, that's what a community orchestra should do. That's what we should all do.
Don't make me cry, Joe. It's just like the mission of WAMC. The best thing people can do, because I know Pledge Week is next week,
yeah.
is to show up. And by show up, in the case of AMC, is to pledge
right.
to support this incredible community resource that belongs to all of us. And similarly, for the Albany Symphony, the best thing you can do to support the Albany Symphony is come on down to these beautiful 5 or 6 events this weekend.
Amazing events. If you want to find out more, albanysymphony.com, albanysymphony.com. David Allen Miller is the maestro and the man behind all of this magic. I wish you a beautiful weekend. I hope you have just nothing but great success all through the days that you'll be working on it. I know it's a lot of work, but thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Joe. And of course, everybody, if it rains, you don't want to be at the racetrack. You want to be at a concert, right?
You want to be inside.
Inside. That's what I'm thinking.
And beautiful music.
I want to tell you what to do.
And dryness.
It's the perfect place to be. Let's hope for rain.
That's what you need. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's always wonderful to see you. My best to the orchestra and all the wonderful. Oh, say hi to Joan for me, too. I haven't seen Joan
in a while.
She's
coming. She does like a comedy routine. She's so fabulous.
She's terrific. Uh-huh. The American Music Festival. Find out more. AlbanySymphony.com. David, you're the best. We will be back right after this short break.